This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Kim Pauley. Maureen Williams coordinated the recent Giving Tuesday fundraiser for the Forest Trust for the Children of Cortez Island Society, and $20,000 was raised, and that was their goal. Maureen, can you tell us what your role looked like in bringing that about?
The fundraiser is their main fundraising campaign of the year, so it's really important that they raise a lot of money on the Giving Tuesday campaign. So what they have asked me to do, and they being the board of the Children's Forest Trust, they asked me to develop some emails that could go out looking like newsletters that would be a little bit catchy and that would encourage people to open and click on links and make donations. Kind of laid out the messaging and they laid out the schedule, and then I just went ahead and did the emails. I think there were in total 5 emails, including the thank you email at the end.
$20,000 was raised, and how are you feeling about this success?
I'm partly relieved. You know, when you send out the first email and you can see on this email platform called MailChimp, you can actually see how many people are opening it and how many people are clicking. And of course, the first few emails are far enough away from Giving Tuesday. I think people just let it sit. And then you start to worry, are people going to make donations or aren't they? And yeah, it was really great by the end to see the money just rolling in and people, lots of people made small donations, which all adds up to a lot of money. And it's a relief, and it's a really good sign, because in the coming year, there's a lot of hope that they're going to be starting to raise money to purchase the Children's Forest. And that's going to be a huge endeavor, and it's really going to require a lot of people to be very generous about contributing, being part of, participating in, preserving this piece of forest by buying it.
CKTZ spoke with Chris Dragseth, chair of the Forest Trust for the Children of Cortez Island, regarding his hope that this year ends up being the year that they can close some kind of a deal with Mosaic Forest Management on the purchase of the proposed Children's Forest.
First off, thanks for asking about the Giving Tuesday. It was our best year ever. And so my role, I'm the chair of the Forest Trust for the Children of Cortez Island Society. I've been with our board for, over 10 years, I guess it is now, at least that. And so my role is the chair, basically to help shepherd things along. And this year, myself and Christine Robinson, Maureen was our champion and helped coordinate with the input from Christina, myself, with some of the messaging on our Giving Tuesday. And I set the target after a very generous donor came forward with the offer to match $10,000 worth of donations. So we exceeded our target slightly, and there's a few donations still rolling in even as of today, so that it's $20,000 plus. We're real happy with the outcome of it.
What are your plans for this money?
Well, we really have a lot of work in front of us this coming year in particular. We're really quite hopeful that this year ends up being a year where we can close some kind of a deal with Mosaic. And if we're successful, which we anticipate we will be, the whole acquisition of the properties is going to require a lot of support in the context of legal work, surveys, covenant creation, and those kind of, legalese type documents and work. And so we have a need for that to be supported, and that's predominantly where this year's funds are going to go towards. And we'll see how it rolls out. So the next few months are going to be pretty crucial for us. We'll be meeting with Mosaic here sometime in 2024, and we've been working with them for quite a few years, but this past calendar year of 2023, we had a lot of field work that's going to help inform the upcoming negotiations as it relates to timber values and land values. So that work will help us work through this, and we'll see where it goes.
This additional boost of over $20,000, I understand, will support your negotiations for the purchase.
That's correct. correct. And you know, once a price has been agreed to, then we have to do additional fundraising, which will be designed to deal with the actual purchase closing date and the acquisition part of it. But the monies that we've gathered this year really is for the administrivia behind the purchase and all the legal work that has to happen behind the purchase.
Tell us about the land and how much land it is, and where is the forest?
Well, Jones Forests are five parcels that are at the head end of Carrington Bay, and we are working on the parcels right adjacent to the lagoon and there in Carrington Bay, and the total acquisition for all five parcels would involve over 600 acres. Mosaic put three of the parcels into a carbon offset program, so those are being held in abeyance.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically negotiating two parcels at the head end of Carrington Lagoon.
Okay, so when you say Mosaic, we're talking about the forestry company here on Cortez. Yeah. How long has this process been?
We have been in the discussions with Island Timberlands and their managers now of Mosaic for at least 6 or 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Not longer. It's only been in the recent years we've been working in a very proactive and positive way with Mosaic. And that's when we've been able to sit down and design the whole structure and process around how we're going to negotiate, what's going to be on the table, how do we actually figure out how do we get to a negotiated price, and that's the work that took place back in the fall of this year. We had people in the field in September and working on laying out what the timber values might be, what the land values might be, and that's the piece of work that we'll use in the coming year to actually negotiate with. That'll provide us some general high-level values, and then we start the negotiations, and success would be a negotiated price at the end, and then we have to do the next step of raising that money and closing the deal.
And, Chris, are you one of the people sitting at that table?
I am, yes. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to add?
Only that I think the folks of the community have been supportive, and both near and far. There's a lot of people from afar that are supporting us, as well as the folks that are living year-round on island. And, I just encourage people to keep monitoring what we're doing, and we'll have communications come out over the coming months as we progress down this path. Just keep in touch with us, and we're always looking for people to help. If folks feel that they'd like to contribute to our work, then by all means, contact any one of the board members, contact myself directly, that'd be great. And we've got an AGM that we're planning for at the end of January, so there will be some information forthcoming here in the next little while just to announce the AGM and what's going to be covered in that. So just keep an eye out on the timeline, and it's probably the key one.
Thank you very much for talking to me today, Chris.
Been a pleasure.
I was just speaking with Chris Dragseth, chair of the Forest Trust for the Children of Cortez Island Society, and earlier, Maureen Williams, who coordinated their Giving Tuesday fundraiser. Kim Pauley, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.